Listening 31. Means of transport. These days, people travel much more than they did in the past. There are new means of transport. Cars and planes have become faster, and tickets are cheaper, so more and more people can afford to travel to faraway places. People used to think of traveling to a neighborhood town as something special, and visiting the capital as the journey of a lifetime. Times have changed. And it is quite natural to hear something like, "I have just been to Florida for a 2-week trip, and in winter we are going on a skiing holiday to the Alps." In other words, even the most distant places of the world have come closer. When traveling, you come across various people. Learn about their culture and habits. Maybe learn a foreign language. Taste foreign cuisine. Have lots of adventures. And compare life in those countries with that in your own country. Most people like visiting chateaux, castles, palaces, fortresses, ruins of castles, churches, and other sites, which is another reason for travelling. Getting to know other countries undoubtedly broadens our horizons. There are many ways of travelling. Let's start with the most basic one, and maybe the cheapest. You can travel on foot. Longer walks in the surroundings or a trip can be called travelling. As for distance, you will hardly get far away, but you can get almost everywhere. For shorter distances, a bicycle is a good means of transport, as it is relatively quick, economical, and environment friendly. You can travel by motorbike, which is only convenient in the summer. People travel by car, bus, or coach. Train, plane, or boat. Water lovers can choose from a yacht, rowing boat, liner, or ferry. In cities, transport is provided by different means, such as buses, trolley buses, trams, taxis, and even an underground or city trains. Travelling by bus can sometimes be rather uncomfortable, but it is in a state of constant improvement. The car is by far the most popular means of transport. Travelling by car is fast and comfortable, and we get to our destination without waiting for hours. There are a number of new roads, motorways, and bridges. As roads have improved, the number of cars has also risen. And this has led to more road accidents. Roads are often crowded with cars and lorries, and on minor roads, cyclists. Every person involved in transport must observe special rules called the Highway Code. On the oceans and seas, there are various ocean liners, luxury cruise ships and tankers, transporting oil, corn and other goods. Going on a voyage can be a great adventure. Ports are often used by smaller fishing boats, but also by huge freight ships, and goods are loaded onto or off them. Hitchhiking is a very specific way of travelling. It is mainly used by the young, who do not need so much comfort, do not have so much money, and are not afraid of taking risks. Hitchhiking can take you even to the most distant countries. Young people travel in order to learn new things, improve their language skills, and to have some fun and adventure. They are seen on motorways, thumbing a lift, or waiting at lay-bys for drivers who are willing to give them a lift. As for me, I like hitchhiking with a rucksack and a small tent. I go hitchhiking with my friends in the summer, and it's a lot of fun. It's cheap, you don't plan your destination, and if the weather is good, you can just stay anywhere. But hitchhiking can be very dangerous for girls. I wouldn't hitchhike abroad because I don't know the mentality of the people there. But here it's okay, although my parents are not very happy about it. When I am older and richer, I would like to try an expensive holiday, to travel round the world by plane and stay in different hotels. I prefer trains, even though they are not very clean in this country. But you can sleep or read. It's not that hot inside. You can walk if you want. And there are lavatories and a dining car on board. Coaches are more difficult for me, as I feel dizzy and sick, so I have to sit in the front or take a pill, but then I fall asleep and see nothing. You can't move around on a coach, and it's usually very hot inside if there's no air conditioning. Apart from pickpockets, you can be mugged on the street, so it's good to think of a suitable place to hide your valuables. You shouldn't wear gold rings and an expensive watch when travelling, and you should avoid dark and deserted places if you don't know the country well. Another danger is illness. You should also have medical insurance in case you have an accident or become seriously ill. For some countries, vaccination is recommended.